right. Get ready for a Balto in the studio. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. James Atkins, do your thing. Here we go.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet, Natalie, Jessica, in with Balto. How are you doing, ladies?
Good morning. A little morning. Bit chilly,
and a little bit gassy, as for Balto.
Yeah, we're talking about the dog.
Doesn't come across on the radio. So.
We are talking about the dog. Oh, gosh.
So, Balto is now under the counter here.
Balto, come here.
He's a sniffer. Balto.
Balto. Hey, is a very handsome, dashing,
yeah,
6.5-year-old. Look, he's a what? He's coming.
He found his way.
Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was adopted from us once before, and they could no longer care for him, so that's why he came back.
Gotcha.
And when I tell you, he's. Have you ever seen the movie Grumpy Old Men?
Yes.
He is like the guys from Grumpy Old Man.
Is he Walter Matthau?
Yeah, he is. He really is, hands down. Like he likes Dennis what he likes. Menace. He has a system.
Uh-huh.
He don't argue with him. Don't just, let him be,
Sure.
So Balto would really like to be the only apple of someone's eye. No kitties, right. Older children, if any. His toys are his toys, mm-hmm. No touchy. And he really is very sweet. He's just kind of like an aloof character.
He is. That's a great way to describe him, because he's a working dog.
Yeah.
And he's very true to like his breed.
Yes.
He's not very affectionate. Like if you want someone that's going to snuggle with you, that's going to be on the couch all the time, he's probably not for you.
No.
But he is very smart. If you want someone to, go on hikes with or learn new things, he's definitely a good dog that, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's extremely intelligent. He's definitely an inside dog. Like he wants to be like on your couch with his stuffies and his treats.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yeah. How did he do in the car for you?
He did very well in the car. He just sat down in the back seat. Like he knew what was happening. I took him outside and he sat right down in front of the car door. Of course I had him on a leash, but he sat down right beside the car door, and then I opened it and he hopped right up and then he sat right down and he's like, okay. If he had hands, he'd be like clapping. I'm like, all right, let's go. Come on, Jeeves.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
So yeah, he is available for adoption. So if you are if you're interested in a dog or any cat, you can visit the Humane Society at 4550 Fostoria Avenue here in Findlay. You can also view our adoptable pets on our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. And we are having an open house coming up on the 22nd. It's almost the 22nd.
It's like
this
weekend,
I know,
right?
That is this weekend, yes. So our open house is from 12 to 3, and we are having adoption specials.
$80 for dogs and $30 for cats with approved applications.
Yes. And then if you can't make it out to the open house, you're always more than welcome to make it out during any of our business hours, Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 12 to 3. Balto is loving this. Jess is just feeding him his little snacks. And
that
just
creates more gas.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Great. Yeah. Rolling the windows down, drive back.
He's like, this is really good.
He needs a fan in one hand, too.
Yeah.
Very good. So last week we had Jingle Bells in.
Yes, Jingle Bells is still available for adoption. Okay. And is Maria, right?
Maria was adopted.
Oh, yay.
And Jingle Bells was with
Mistletoe.
They got adopted together on Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. Their dad, Jafel, instantly loved. He's like, I have to have them both. So awesome. Mom and son got to stay together.
Good.
And then their other, I believe it's the gentleman who adopted them, sister adopted Maria.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. Very good. All right.
Today, we have our second picture day with Heroes and Hounds with the local fire department. They've been teaming up with us to get pictures with our dogs and advertising them. It really was an awesome experience last week. Dave Morrow donated his photography skills, and it was just, it was awesome. It, the dogs did so well. They just...
Were they running around the station? Yes. Just like, hey.
Marco especially, he was like, this is the bee's knees. Like, how do I sign up? I want to be a fireman, you know? And then we took Wayne and Zeus, and they like catapulted up into the fire truck. Oh, like, all right, let's do this. I'm ready for a call. And then we're going to go to, I believe it's, was it North Main Firehouse 2? That's okay. That's where we're going today for picture today. Gotcha. And if he's okay with that, I thought about taking Balto to that as well.
Nice. We'll see. We have that story over at our website, wdkxa.com. Yeah. That's cool. Very good.
All right.
Natalie, Jessica, Balto, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do we got coming up? Oh, our Facebook question is over there, and you can comment when you book a flight. You like the aisle, the middle, or the window seat?
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.